My dream is always to be an AHL player someday, and now I am. So that's awesome, and it's just to be here every day with all these guys. So it's pretty awesome, and just to play my first NHL game.
What was the biggest challenge in tackling some of the high expectations that were put on you?
Think just getting adjusted to the game. It's so much different than I've used to. So I think that was one challenge, but I think I managed to do that pretty well. And yeah, that was good. I think this was already my third year playing a pro, so you can't be just a kid with those adults. And yeah, I was playing when I was 15, so you just have to be mature, and you have to kind of learn how to be an adult even though you're 15 or 18, and I think that's helped me a lot.
Patrick, is there an area of your game where you feel you need to work on before next season?
Just trying to get stronger and faster. It's just I think it's just easier to play when you're faster, and you can create more space to yourself, and hopefully score some more goals and help my team to win more. No, it's gonna work out hard, and that's my biggest plan, and I don't have any other plans. No, I'm just gonna skate maybe in August or something like that. I just need to work out off the ice, and there's still gonna be a lot of time be on the ice, and I have a whole season time, so I don't have to do it in summer.
Some of the highlights that will stand out for you in this season?
Well, of course, my first game, and yeah, it was nice to get the first assist and the first goal in the first game, and my family was here to see that, so that was pretty cool, and yeah, all the hat tricks, and just I think those would be the highlights.
You're looking forward to getting home to Finland, and what do you think the reaction of people is going to be there to you?
Hopefully same as last year. I think it's just nice to go back home finally. It's been a long season, and it's nice to go home and see my family and girlfriend and friends, and yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
How did you find dealing with all the attention through Patrick? I mean, you had so much obviously in this city, but every city you went to.
I think it's just nice to see how many people are watching. What are you doing? And I think there's a lot of people that are excited that I'm doing well, and so it's nice to see that, and it's always nice to sign autographs and ask for photos, because sometimes it's going to be the time when nobody recognizes you and you don't have to sign any autographs, so just need to do that now. Never, because I don't want to be in a movie. So if I'm part of that, it's never coming out. But if somebody likes to do that, I don't know about that. I don't know yet. It's there's still lots of time before the tournament, so I haven't decided yet. I think it's okay. I think there's some bruises all over my body, of course, but otherwise I think I'm pretty healthy compared to other years that I've had had a lot of injuries, so it's nice to be healthy again. Yeah, I think he was an amazing coach. He was just kind of leaving me alone, and he has always said to me that it's better if you learn on your own, that he doesn't have to tell me everything what I need to do on the ice, because you're gonna learn eventually. And that was a good thing. And I think biggest thing was that he trusted me with different situations on the ice. If it was the opponent had an empty net, I was still on the ice. Like last year, I wasn't. So I think he trusted me a lot. So that was good. That was good. I think I learned a lot from the first day of training camp to the last day of the regular season. I think there's a lot of improvement during that timeline, and I think there's a lot of things that I still need to learn. But I think there's a lot of time, a lot of time to learn, and hopefully I can still learn something. I think there's a lot of guys. Of course, Blake as a captain, he was an amazing guy, and he was helping me a lot. And of course, Ears, it was a lot of fun hanging out with him. And there was I think just everybody in the locker room were helping me a lot. And there was so many. Everybody was a good guy. Yeah.